Later, if you really want one, I'll hand them out there. Well, all I can say is Kathy and I are going to be able to go to Chipotle an awful lot now and share our favorite burrito. I'm teasing. Just a second, I got to do something for Chad. I didn't forget Chad. See that? It's a beautiful guitar. Can't have those falling over, you know. You know, I am the luckiest man I know. 25 years to the most magnificent woman that I've ever met. She put up with me. That's the greatest miracle of all, actually. And someone was standing up here a moment ago saying, how did they do that? You know, maybe they were joking, maybe they're serious. But, you know, really only by the grace of God and by keeping Christ first. And I want to give you a little advertisement. A number of you saw married couples standing up, and I heard people going, wow, I didn't know there were that many married couples. There's even more that are engaged thinking of getting married. I promise you this, that if you would consistently come to the Rock or a church like it, and you will put Christ first in your life, and you will get in this book, the Bible, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, seek to obey it every day of your life, I promise you, your marriage will last a lifetime. I mean that. Doesn't mean it won't have rough spots. Whenever you put two sinners under the same roof of the opposite gender, you're going to have some rough spots. But I just cannot begin to tell you all the ways that God wants to richly bless your life. If you put Him first, if you keep Him first, and you keep your eyes on what really matters most. It was extraordinarily kind of you guys to do this. I'm stunned. No one's ever really done anything like this for me in my life. I deeply appreciate it. I deeply appreciate each of you that contributed to that Chipotle fund. And I'm teasing. We'll do something special with it. Also, did you notice on the Twin Cities Festival all the guys in leather coats? Did you notice that? See, I started that trend, and then little Stephen Curtis, he got the idea, but his coat's kind of plain. And Luis Palau, you notice he was wearing one, and you notice Kurt Franklin in his denim coat. I told you, it's spreading around the world. I really would like to ask you to pray for this festival because I believe it could be the single biggest thing that has ever come to the Twin Cities, especially for young people. We're planning on getting involved. Please pray for it. Please plan on inviting your friends. We could literally see more growth at the Rock after that festival than at any time in our history because hopefully there'll be between 40 and 100,000 young people. And because we're going to be part of the churches helping out, we're going to get hundreds of names, maybe thousands, to follow up of young men and women who just made commitments to Christ during the festival or those who are interested. And so please get involved in the training. They're going to have training available. Some of you may have already heard of it. But a number of these artists, Christian artists, are going to be there. They're going to have skateboarding team there. It'd be like a big fair. And I think it's at the state capitol. I wish they had it down on the island down there, but they're going to have it on the state capitol. They didn't ask me for my advice. So, you know, I'm planning on going and being involved in every way that we can. Anyway, it's great to be back. I'm glad I'm done traveling for a while. I heard Andy did an awesome job. And it's just great to be back with all of you. You guys are my family, and it's always a privilege to be back and share with you. Let me ask you a question this evening. How many of you have been having kind of a rough month? Anybody raise your hand? Yeah. Been facing some unique challenges, have you? How many of you wish you could just go on a month's vacation? Anybody? I see a few people there. I opened up the paper this morning. Usually every morning I go get the USA Today. And inside was an advertisement for a place that I've never been. It says, Experience Scandinavia. So I opened it up and we've got Norway in here. Actually, all your relatives. Norway, Finland, Jason, he's Finnish. We got Iceland, Denmark, and Sweden, and Copenhagen, yeah. Anyway, as I was looking through it, I thought, Lord, my goodness, there's some stuff in here. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And I've never got to see it before. So I got to figure out how to get a trip there. And then you guys just gave me that money. And if I combine that with my platinum visa, I can go. I was looking at Iceland here. I'm like, wow, this is incredible. I want you to imagine for just a moment. Just imagine. Let your mind go for a moment. That starting tomorrow morning, for the rest of your life, you get to spend all of your time traveling to the most amazing places in the world. And at each one of those places, you get to stay as long as you desire. You decide you want to spend a couple years in Iceland. You want to taste all the food. You want to see every square mile of the country. You want to climb some of the mountains. You want to swim in some of the water. You want to see some of the glacier formations. Whatever it is you want to do. And then from there you decide to go to Switzerland and then Sweden and just take in all of Europe. You get to taste all the food that you want, and you're not going to get sick because it's all very well prepared just for you. All the musical experiences you could imagine, all the different types of music and culture, you have all the time to take it in, and it's just this incredible experience to all of your senses. You get to sleep and relax in the nicest places imaginable. And you have an unlimited supply of money. You're not going to have to worry about money. You decide you'd like to learn how to play an instrument while you're on your travels, and so you have all the time to learn. Maybe you're a naturalist, a little bit like I am. I really, really like nature. I like a lot of things. It may surprise you. I never talk about a lot of them. But I like learning. I like to read. I read about, when I get a hold of good books, I read about a book a week. And I'm reading a book right now. It's called The Case for the Creator. And it's about quantum physics and all these theories. And no, I don't understand at all. But I never let that bother me. I just keep reading because I pick up tidbits and new little insights that I gain into the world that I live in. I'm the kind of person, I like to go to the Galapagos Islands, and I don't particularly like insects, and I don't want to dissect them. I'm not a naturalist in that sense, but I love to collect rocks and little things that I gather when I travel. And if you came to my home, you'd see in the living room there's this old glass coffee table with brass around that a friend gave me, that another friend of his was going to throw away. And on top of it, I put all these rocks and coral from all these places I've been when I travel. Imagine that you just have an unlimited amount of time in this life to go to all these places. And on top of that, you don't get tired. You need to sleep, but you don't get worn out. You don't get fatigued. And you don't get sick. I promise. And you have no responsibilities and no outside stresses bearing down on you because you don't have any bills to pay because you're traveling and you have an unlimited supply of money. You don't have a house to take care of, a yard to take care of. And on top of that, you get to fly first class to each and every place, and you have a servant. And this servant, you're nice to your servant, but you have a servant. They pack your bags, they unpack your bags. They go get them at baggage if you want, or they bring them on first class. You got your little guitar with you? They put new strings on it for you. Whatever it is you need, they do. And you're able to just do whatever it is that's really intriguing to you during the rest of this life. Now, you have just captured for just a moment a glimpse of what heaven is going to be like and so much more. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible reads, "Since you've been raised up to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits at God's right hand in the place of highest honor and power." Tim, could you turn these up for me a little bit? "Let heaven fill your thoughts. Do not think only about things down here on earth, for you died when Christ died, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your real life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all of his glory." Here the Bible tells us to dream. The Bible tells us, set your mind, get your imagination on the things up there, on the realities of heaven, where you're going to be going. Don't just be caught up down here with all of the things that go on in life, all of the stresses, all the turmoil, all the responsibilities, all the challenges. But rather, put your mind, your imagination, let heaven fill your thoughts. In Colossians chapter 1, Paul writes, very intriguing verse. He says, "We always pray for you, and we give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus, for we have heard that you trusted in Christ and that you love all God's people. You do this because you're looking forward to the joys of heaven." Now, I'll bet some of you never connected before that the secret to loving the person next to you and trusting God is looking forward to what's coming. Is getting your mind on the heavenly realities, getting your mind on what is going to be there and what isn't going to be there. And I'm going to get into that in the weeks to come. What isn't going to be there? Let me tell you, that's one of the biggest secrets in my life to loving the unlovable. To trusting God. To putting my mind past the pain, past the suffering, past the disappointments, because I recognize that truly I am never going to be really disappointed. That I am going to this extraordinary place that the Bible gives us glimpses of and tells us to use our imagination. In the book of Peter, 2 Peter, we find something really encouraging. It says this, "Since everything around us is going to melt away, what holy, godly lives you should be living. You should look forward to the day and hurry it along." What day? What day should we hurry along? You ever been when you're engaged? You know what you do? You're hurrying along your wedding. I don't care who you are. It's in your mind all the time. You're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. It's coming. It's coming. It's really soon. It's going to be here. It's going to be here. Then it's there. And then it's the honeymoon. And then it's life together. And then it's vacation. And then we're always looking forward, aren't we? We're like little kids when we're in school. And we can't wait till summer comes. And we can't wait till summer comes. And then it just seems like, when you're little anyway, the days are just endless. And there's so much to do and so much fun to have. The Bible tells us to look forward to this day and hurry it along. The day, now listen to this, when God will set the heavens on fire and the elements will melt away in the flames. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth he has promised, a world where everything is right with God. Folks, this is not a fantasy. Listen, you went to the Passion, most of you. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was prophesied thousands of years ago in the same book that I'm reading about heaven. And he came. and he came. God promised he'd come, and he came. And God promised that he will come again, and he will come again. And God made the earth the first time. God will make the earth the second time, and then there'll be no more. And he'll make brand new heavens the second time, and there'll be no more. That is the reality for the Christian. That is what we look forward to with incredible anticipation and joy. That we're going to be able to put all of this behind us. And you are going to have all of eternity. Heaven will be filled, think about this for a moment, with all new variety of things to discover and explore and experience. I was reading recently, this man was very eloquently writing. He said, look, did you know, you may not know this, if you're an artist, you probably know this, that all the colors that we get come from four basic colors. Only four. And then he asked this question in the book. Are you telling me that the infinite God only has four primary colors available to him? Have you ever thought about that before? Four! With four simple colors, we get pink, orange, we get all the beautiful sunsets that you see. That's only four from an infinite God. Can you imagine what heaven's going to look like? Can you imagine what the new earth is going to look like? I don't know if you're, again, if you're a person who likes to collect things. I like to collect rocks. I love rocks. It blows my mind that this ugly thing in the dirt, you pull it out. Now, there's certain rocks. They don't all do this. And then somebody takes them and cuts them in half, and they're stunning, and they polish them. Or they throw them in this tumbler. I used to have a tumbler, and you'd throw these rocks, and the next thing you know, you pull them out, and they're like, they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to walk on the new earth? And you're going to have all of forever to explore the new earth, to swim in its new oceans, in its new water, to explore its new mountains. And yes, let me say, even to spend time with new varieties of animals. And you are going to be able to go to all the new galaxies. When the Bible says heavens, plural, we're talking, I don't know if you know this, but the universe is constantly expanding. Expanding, expanding, expanding. Stars, billions upon billions upon billions of galaxies, and they can't even get to the end of them. God's going to take them all away. He's going to make new ones. And you are going to be able to go to any of them. To any of them. There'll be all new varieties of food. All new varieties of music. You see, what we miss about God is that God is the most incredible artist and creator and designer that's ever been. That's ever been. I remember when my first child was born. It just took my breath away. She just took my breath away. It was just this little life. And if you've ever been around a baby, Kevin and Dawn, I think I saw them in here tonight, have the little baby. These little babies, their little tiny hands, and their little nose, and their little mouth, and their little ears, and they're yours. And it just, God designed them. He made them. He's the most extraordinary artist there's ever been. And he has an infinite capacity, that means unlimited, to design, to create, to come up with all new kinds of colors, all new kinds of sounds, all new kinds of creatures, all new kinds of rocks, all new kinds of gems, all new kinds of bugs, all new kinds of snakes, all new kinds of everything. You look at the world that you and I live in. I often go out to pray outside. I really like being outside, especially in beautiful places. I don't mind the city. Cities are often representations of man's creative ability that God has endowed him with or her with. But I like to get out of the city, and I like the natural wonders of the world. And I was out today praying and walking by this lake, and I was thinking, you know, God, if you made this You loved the world, but you knew the world would turn their back on you, and that we'd poison the planet with sin. But you made this world and the sun and the stars and everything we enjoy every day. What are you going to make for your bride? I was out the other day. Unfortunately, I don't have an unlimited supply of money, but I was out looking for a new ring for my wife. And you know, there's all these choices. And, you know, well, if you had this much, you'd get this one or this one. But, you know, I tried to think, what really guided my decision was, what would she like? Not what so much would I like, but what would she like? And so I picked something out in accordance with that. But God's a lot better husband than I am, a lot better father than I am. Do you know that heaven and earth is being made with you in mind? With you in mind. And God, don't take this wrong. God doesn't need a new heaven and a new earth. You know what God's excited about in heaven? He's excited to be with you. And we'll get to this later about us being with Him. We're going to be together. But heaven is not what you've heard. Heaven is not a bunch of tacky people sitting on clouds with little lyres, like with some Roman togas on, you know, where pling, 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 and it's all misty and weird. I'm serious. That's a ploy of the devil. And you know why it's a powerful ploy? Because then instead of being excited to go, you want to stay on a rotting, dying planet. God's going to give you, you know, this new... Did you ever see Waterworld? Anybody see Waterworld? Oh, it's a dynamic movie. You got to see Waterworld. Yeah, okay, a few. Kevin Costner's in Waterworld, and it bombed, I know, but it's a fun movie. And you got all the world is supposedly covered with water. And he's one of these half-humans, half-fish kind of guys. Dennis Hopper is this little dictator on this rusted boat where everybody lives because they don't think there's land. Now follow me here. Dennis Hopper and those people in the rusted boat, they remind me of the people who love this planet, who want to stay here, who don't have the vision that Kevin Costner and the others did, that there's got to be a place for us off this water. There's a place for us. And men and women, there's a place for us. There's a place for us so stunning, so magnificent. You're not going to get bored in heaven. Do you know why you're not going to get bored in heaven? Because you're going to have meaningful things to do in heaven. You see, God has not yet begun, He's not yet begun to show you the depths of His incredible creative genius and talent. Psalm 19 tells us the heavens declare the glory of God, the majesty of God, the heavens. But He's going to burn those. God has not yet fully unveiled Himself to the world. He's going to fully reveal Himself to you, just like a bride and a groom do to one another on their honeymoon. He is going to reveal Himself to you. He is going to reveal His glory to you. He's reserved the best for you. And it is unlimited. And when He makes it, it's going to go on and on and on and on. And you know what you're going to spend eternity doing? Things that you really love. Some of you here are aspiring musicians. You can't carry a tune. You try to play an instrument, but it never works right. Tell you a little secret. In heaven, you're going to have the enabling ability to do it. And if you want to take, I don't know, the first 1,000 years and learn 50 instruments and write and create and share them with people that you love, you're going to be able to do that. Some of you here really like art, or you like building things, or you like designing things. You're going to have all the minerals and all the supply and everything you need, and colors that are a lot more than the 4 basic primary color groups. And if you want to spend, well, the first 10 billion years, you'll be able to meet with people like Michelangelo or Da Vinci, who are probably both devout believers. and you'd be able to master things. And some of you really like to explore. You like to kayak. You like to do whatever. You're going to be able to do it. Every good, wonderful desire will be fulfilled in heaven. Everyone. You like to cook. You like to build. You like to read. You like to learn. You like to dance. What are the things? You're going to be able to do them for all eternity. And there'll be lots of other things as well. There'll be sumptuous feasts, incredible concerts. You'll be able to design. We've got some engineers here. Guys, I'm telling you, or gals, you're going to be able to build things with an unlimited supply of resources. And can I tell you a little secret? Some of us have thought that the ultimate vacation is no work. Can I tell you a secret? I don't really like vacations. You know why? Because I love my work. Like, if I got to just travel and talk to people all the time about God, if it was 5 or if it was 100 or if it was 100,000, I would do it. I thoroughly, completely enjoy it. I enjoy sitting down with my guitar and creating and writing. And I just wish God had given me a greater deposit of gift, but I still enjoy it. You see, work's gotten a bad rap. When you're in heaven, you're not going to sit around drinking sarsaparillas on a lawn chair for the first bazillion years. Not that you'll never do that. It's just that you will find all kinds of meaningful, fulfilling, wonderful things to do, and you won't have to pay for any of them. And it'll go on and on and on. In heaven, you'll be totally and completely fulfilled in all aspects of your life, spiritually, creatively, emotionally, relationally, mentally, vocationally, physically, and on. The Bible says this: eye has not seen, nor ear heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him. Heaven will be a feast for your senses, a fulfillment of every desire, a place of unbridled joy. That's what heaven is going to be like. When we talk about heaven, we're talking about this place that God is going to make for you and I, and we're talking about a new earth. And that's something you can grasp. That's tangible. It's not just something, you know, we're floating around in spirits. We're actually going to have new, well, that's next week. I'm going to talk to you about what else you're going to have when you're in heaven. I want to close with this thought. Now, when I say this tonight, I don't mean this. I really don't mean this as a boast in any way. I've been following Christ for 30 years. So I've had some time to learn to do this. Now, I don't do it perfectly all the time, and sometimes I fall flat on my face, but as God is my witness tonight, I can honestly tell you that as I follow Christ for 30 years, the world really doesn't have anything I want. It really, really doesn't, except for the people on it. You see, one of the great secrets of the Christian life is detachment, and the secret to detachment is heaven. See, I don't envy my friends who get to travel. I don't envy my friends who get to live in the houses that when I was younger I thought I'd like to live in. I don't envy my friends that have a Mini Cooper. I really don't. I don't envy my friends that get to go on their cruises or whatever. Do you know why? Because I'm already over halfway through my life, and I really believe Christ is going to be back before I die. But even if He doesn't, I'll be fortunate to have another 40 years, and it's going to go by like that, and I am going to a place that will make this world look like a garbage dump, and it's going to be all mine and yours, and I'm going to be with the greatest, coolest people in the whole world. I'll get to that in a few weeks too. And I'm going to have free reign in all of it, and so are you. And I live in that reality. I live in that reality. I work to live in that reality. That's the reality God wants you and I to fill our thoughts with. Heaven is coming. Heaven is your birthright. And I'd like to encourage you this week, as you go through your week, to imagine. Let your imagination go. And as you read your Bible, maybe you go back to the concordance and look up the word heaven and just begin to explore. What is it going to be like for you and I? Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for this extraordinary place that you have for us. Lord, I think of the people here who love animals, who really wish they had the time to have all the horses they'd want. They're going to have them. I believe, Lord, all the things you've made here, you don't waste anything that you make. It's a type. It's a picture of what's coming. It's amazing, Lord, to think for a moment that one day, as your word promises, the lion will lay down with the lamb. And we'll be able to walk up to a lion. I've always wanted. I mean, I love animals, Lord. There are times I wish I could just take my wife, my family, and live on the land that Dances with Wolves was filmed on. But I know that day's coming for me, and so I wait. And I delay that gratification while I stay focused on the mission you've given me. But that doesn't mean I can't dream. That doesn't mean I can't imagine what's coming for me. Imagine, Lord, what it would be like with my own two hands, with the finest, most perfect, beautiful, resonant wood in the world to make my own guitar. I imagine that. One day I'll do it when I'm with you. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you would help us as people to let heaven fill our thoughts, to go to that place in our mind, that genuine reality where there is no pain and there is no suffering and there's unbridled joy and complete fulfillment. Lord, I want you to come back really soon, because I recognize heaven is not going to be a boring place where all we do is gather and just lay on our face for a billion years. We're going to have incredible times of worship. We're going to have incredible times of intimacy and fellowship with you. And you are also like a father or a husband. You are going to delight in seeing your children and your bride rejoice in all the treasures that you have for them. Thank you, Lord, for this body of believers. Thank you for their kindness to my wife and I. Thank you most for their love for you. In Jesus' name.